Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 40th verse of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور.
Or they are like darknesses within an unfathomable sea, which is covered by waves, upon which are waves, over which are clouds. Darknesses, some of them upon others. When one puts out his hand therein, he can hardly see it. And he to whom Allah has not granted light, for him there is no light.
So we said that in the 39th verse, the deeds of a disbeliever were likened to a sarab, to a kind of mirage, كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُ الظَّمْآنُ مَا. A mirage in a desert which the thirsty one considers to be water. But here, another similitude is brought forth. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرٍ لُجِّي يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ. The deeds of unbeliever is like utter darkness in a vast abysmal sea that covers him a wave above which there is another wave, above which there is a cloud. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. Darkness over one another. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. When he holds out his hand, he can hardly see it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And for whomever Allah does not appoint light, for him there is no light. Elaborating on this very last part of the verse, in order to understand it, we said that we need to pay attention to the meaning of the Arabic word luji. We said that luji means a very deep and vast sea, and we know that even the strongest light rays can only penetrate to deep, calm water at about 700 meters, and they will stop there. So if we consider a very wavy sea, and not just being it wavy, but also the darkness that cloud stands causing it, this darkness will be very dense. So first, the darkness of the depth of the sea, and second, the darkness of the wavy sea, and third, the darkness of dark cloud are the layers of darkness that are placed on each other. Now, this is the meaning. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. What is the first layer? ظُلُمَات فِي بَحْر. There is, in the deepest part of the sea, some darkness. But this bahr, this sea is luji. It is really dark and it has many waves. This is the second layer. Waves above which there is also waves. And the third layer of darkness is caused by this cloud. So it is obvious that in such a darkness, the closest object cannot be seen. And even if man holds his hands close to his eye, he cannot see it. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Even if he holds out his hand, he can hardly see it. نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So a disbeliever who does not have the light of faith is like someone who is involved in such triple darkness. On the contrary, fair-minded believers are the extensions of light upon light, nurun ala nur. Anyway, some of the commentators have said that this triple darkness in which faithless people are involved is as follows. The darkness of incorrect belief, the second layer is the darkness of wrong speech, and the third one is the darkness of bad behavior. In other words, the deeds of faithless people are dark both from the point of fundamental and both from the point of view of their reflection in their speech, and also because of their full harmony with the other evil deeds. Some other commentators, however, have said this, that this triple darkness is the phases of their ignorance. First is that they do not know. Second is that they do not know that they do not know. And the third one is that nevertheless, they think that they know. And this phase is that compound and multiplied ignorance of these disbelievers. Some others, however, have said that since the main factors of cognizance, according to the text of the Holy Quran, are three, that is heart, eye, and ear, as the verses of the Holy Quran suggest, but the disbelievers have lost both the light of heart and the light of eye and the light of ear, and they are plunging in darkness. That is why they have been characterized as ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, darkness over one another. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and when faith